Community members are looking for the plan to last at least 10 years. Members of the Forest Service and the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council were on hand at the meeting to look at ways to help them reach that goal. A whole range of topics were put on the table. Sylvia Garrity is a member of the Wrangell Resource Council and SEAC. She says her reason for attending the meeting was her concern for the lack of a plan.
We're talking about it, and we said there is no real plan. You know, let's try to do something about that. So this is just a very start, the first stepping stone, and probably a long procedure.
Resident Marlene Clark expressed concerns over the Forest Service's focus on timber sales.
We get sort of the leavings, and it's our forest, too. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the taxpayers' forest. And we, you know, the Forest Service is supposed to be maintaining it for multiple use. So
Clark says she and her bridge club love to go out to certain sites like Little Salamander in the district for games. She says she would like to see more covered areas at the campsites to better serve the elderly.
We've gone out to Nemo and played bridge at all of the different campsites. But again, the elderly can't maneuver too much because they're sitting out in the hot sun. There isn't any shade at any of the three campsites at Nemo. So we would just like, you know, even if the area is out past where the golf course is and that logging road that goes out around the north end of the island and out and around, I mean, there's some nice areas there, you know, where they could put up a couple picnic tables and a barbecue and an outhouse, and people could go out and families or the bridge club, or hikers, or birders could go out and enjoy the Tongass and have a rest area to stop at. So,
other concerns voiced in the meeting dealt with the closure of certain roads and access to cabins. Wrangell Forester David Rack explained that the Forest Service's basic direction for recreation and other resources comes from the Tongass Resource and Management Plan.
We still use that plan. It could be updated if we had the funding and the resources to do it, but we still use that plan. So those are pretty much the two places where we go to our recreation direction. The Tongass plan for Broad Brush, the Tongass program, the various VCUs, and the direction for management of those VCUs is in the plan, and then our district plan.
Dee Galla is the recreational planner for the Wrangell District. She says the creation of a recreational plan has been on the table for at least 5 years. She says the one thing that the district is lacking is support from local organizations.
You know, just because it just gives you something when you submit these projects we're talking about, you can refer to the fact that we have a community-supported Wrangell recreation plan. That gives a weight, too, because the Forest Service is very interested in partnerships, volunteer work, that kind of stuff. And if you have a project that's a really good idea, but you can't cite volunteers, and you have another project in the next district that's the same project, but they got a hiking club that's, you know, going to kick in some money or labor or whatever, it's going to rate higher than us and get funded.
Overall, the Forest Service left the door open for more ideas about how to improve the recreational use in the Wrangell Ranger District. Interim District Ranger Francisco Sanchez says he appreciated hearing some of the input from the community. He says the next move is to try to make it happen.
I did hear a few concerns, and I think that if people with concerns come in to the office and really talk to us and get more involved and make sure that they're very specific in their comments, I think we could take care of some of the issues that, or some of the concerns that come up.
Sanchez says the meeting is a step in the right direction. The meeting's organizer, Jeremy Maxan, agreed. He says everyone in the meeting sounded like they were on the same page in terms of getting a plan done.
It sounds like folks want to come back together, you know, make inquiries with the broader community about what they think are key assets, and then come together with kind of a comprehensive plan for looking at how do we market and how do we economically develop the resources in our district.
Maxan says the information from the meeting will be compiled and reviewed over the next couple of months. He says there will be another meeting in the fall to give fishermen, outfitters, and guides an opportunity to share some input. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.